Okay, welcome, everybody. This is a special meeting of Grantsville City Council for the Board of Canvassers meeting. For the record, today's date is November 12th, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. This meeting is being held in the Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. We are on Zoom, correct?
We are on Zoom.
All right. Councilman Thomas is joining us via Zoom, and we have Councilwoman Hammond, Councilwoman Jenkins, Councilman Butler, and we will announce Councilman Williams when he gets here.
Says he's close, but.
We'll announce.
He's out by the time.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Let's have the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one on the agenda is canvass of the 2025 general election. Gina gets to.
Okay, before we begin the certification of the election results, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge all of the candidates who put themselves forward to serve our community. Running for office takes time, courage, and a genuine commitment to making a difference. Regardless of the outcome, we deeply appreciate the effort, dedication, and willingness of each candidate to contribute to Grantsville's future. Tonight's canvass is the final step in certifying the election results, and we thank everyone involved for helping ensure a fair and transparent process. And you guys should all.
I'm going to interrupt and announce that Councilman Williams is here now.
Okay, you should all have a copy of the standardized canvass statistics report from Tooele County dated November 4th, 2025, and I'm just going to go through and read it all. Section 1, active voters and turnout, 32.5% voter turnout, 32.5% proportion of active voters and same-day registrants who cast counted ballots, 36,625 active voters.
Can you ask a question? Is that for the county?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not for Grantsville specifically.
Yeah, because there could be 36,000 in Grantsville.
Oh, I meant the percentage, but
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for the county.
Perfect.
Okay, Section 2, counted ballot statistics. 11,903 total ballots counted. 11,509 mail ballots counted. 40 in-person early voting period ballots counted. 305 in-person election day ballots counted. 5 disability ballots counted, returned electronically. 30 UOCAVA ballots counted, returned electronically. 14 provisional ballots counted, 0 emergency ballots counted. Section 3, vote history reconciliation. 11,904 vote histories given. Total ballots counted match the number of voters given vote history in Vista? No. There was one. And the difference is off by one due to primary ballot being returned in a general election envelope. Section 4, provisional ballot statistics. 16 provisional ballots issued, 14 provisional ballots counted, 2 provisional ballots not counted. There were 0 already voted, 0 insufficient ID, 1 residency, 1 incomplete form, 0 other. 87.5% percentage of professionals that were counted, 15 number of provisional ballots that were same day registration. Section 5, by mail ballot statistics, 60 total challenged curable ballots, that's the number of voters sent a cure notice, 29 total rejected ballots that were curable but not cured, 23 envelopes with a signature that does not match the voter's signature, 6 unsigned envelopes, 0 ballots challenged for other curable reasons, 48.3%, the percentage of curable ballots not cured, 0 number of ballots where the voter submitted a disability affidavit, 17 total rejected non-provisional ballots that could not legally be cured, 2 returned after received by deadline, 15 rejected for other non-curable reasons, 1.9% is the percentage of ballots returned as undeliverable. And Tracy Shaw has certified that this information is true and accurate.
You should, I just caught this, you should also announce the winners.
Oh, and I need to announce the winners. So for the mayoral candidacy, Heidi Hammond is our winner. For our council members, Jake Thomas and Derek Dalton were the winners. And then you have a copy of the certification. We will send that out via DocuSign for you to each sign.
All right, I need a motion to accept and approve the canvas report to the Pearl County elections for Grantsville.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the canvas of the 2025 general election as has been presented for Grantsville City.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Councilman Thomas?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't
appreciate that. Item two on the agenda, reschedule, is consideration of rescheduling the City Council regular meeting from November 19th to November 17th at 7 p.m.
Okay. Question? When did you say? We're doing the training
on
the planning and zoning?
It's on the 18th on Tuesday.
Okay, I remember that was the 17th or 18th. Okay.
And that's at 6, correct? 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I think it was at 6.
Yes.
Yes, work meeting before the regular meeting.
Okay. Motion to reschedule.
I make a motion that we reschedule the City Council regular meeting from November 19th to November 17th at 7 p.m.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any more discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Councilman Thomas?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, the most important.
Oh, important. The first one's the most important, isn't it?
For you guys, yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion, is there a second?
All second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Jake?
Aye.
Motion carries. Good. Thanks, you guys.
Got a meeting to love right there.
That's right. 9 minutes of record.